Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you are hanging out with us again today. We are broadcasting from where? Mobile, Alabama, ladies and gentlemen. And we are here covering a couple of stories on assignment. And we're going to take an opportunity, though, to throw it back to the midsection, if you will, DSM USA, and visit with the managing editor of CityView Des Moines. And he is going to talk to us about stuff to do in the metro, as he does each and every Friday. Jeff, welcome. And this is a long-distance sort of relationship all of a sudden.
Yeah, long distance. Do you get charged for this? Does this cost extra? Are we being billed for this phone call?
Yeah, tell Shane that I expect a check. didn't they say that this was a collect call?
I'm not sure I would have accepted the charge.
There you go. Well, I talked to the automated...
I would.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Jeff, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Mobile, Alabama, what's going on down there?
You know, it's gorgeous weather here. I mean, it's a lot warmer than what it is back in the Des Moines area. And we're at the Battle House Renaissance Center Hotel. And this allegedly was Andrew Jackson, I believe. Am I remember that right? This was his headquarters back during the Civil War, if you can imagine that. I mean, just a fascinating place. Yeah, it's right on the Gulf of Mexico. And so the weather here is a bit warmer than what it is back in Iowa. But anyway, so that's what we're doing. Within like 5 or 6 blocks of where we're broadcasting from, there are like 54 high-end restaurants out there. So it's very, very interesting place.
If I'm not mistaken, it's the cultural center of the Mid-South.
It is the cultural center of the Mid-South. And this is where, by the way, so you know, and so all of our listeners know, this is where Mardi Gras was invented. Not New Orleans.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
What about Brazil?
I don't know. That's not Mardi Gras. What is that? What do they call it down there?
I'm not sure.
Festival or something like that. I don't know. All right.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
So the Alabamans invented Mardi Gras.
Well, the French who were, you know, it's kind of like, yeah. So, anyway.
French in Alabama.
That's all I got, man. This is a big, as a matter of fact, many of the street names and places here are all French. So, yeah.
Huh.
There you go, man. That's a little geography lesson.
The French fry wasn't even invented in France.
Yeah, exactly. The French fry was someplace else. All right, what do you got for stuff to do in the metro this weekend and into next week?
What do you want? You want Alabama or you want
Des Moines?
No,
I want Des Moines. Yeah, the Des Moines metro.
Okay. First, I've been mixing in some movies here lately, and I am actually looking forward to this one. Do you remember
Speak up, speak
Unbreakable?
Up. There you go.
Do you remember Unbreakable?
I do not.
You do not. No, you should. This is the next installment of the Unbreakable series, Glass. Star opens tonight, M. Night Shyamalan, starring Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
Wow.
Are they superheroes or supervillains?
Ooh.
Or are their minds full of hypnotic delusions of grandeur? Third and final installment of the Unbreakable trilogy arrives tonight.
Hey, that's pretty remarkable.
It is. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. That sounds scary, though, man.
It is.
Okay. All right.
It's like superheroes. Bruce Willis, he's never been injured in his entire life. And he finds out because he's actually a superhero.
Oh.
He's out like middle age.
Wow.
Wouldn't that change your life?
It would.
Yes, right. It would. Okay. At the social club tonight, Dan Tedesco. Music starts at 8 in the basement. Iowa-based alternative folk artist Dan Tedesco presents a special double feature. 2 sets, 2 full album performances. The first is Tom Petty's masterpiece, Wildflowers, and the second is Tedesco's original album, Staring at a Green Light.
Staring at a Green Light. Okay. You got me, man.
That's a good name.
It is.
You think he's talking stoplight?
I believe he probably is. I have done that before. As a matter of fact, I've been behind people that stare at the green light.
That was you honking at me?
Yeah, that was me. Get the hell out of the way. Move. Come on. Let's go. All right.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot of hockey lately. The Bucks play tonight. Madhouse on Hickman. 7 o'clock.
Friday night.
Omaha Lancers.
Got it. Go Bucks.
Got it. Go Bucks. This weekend, all weekend, Chow's Gymnastics. You know, the trainer, the Olympic gymnast.
Hello, yes, yes. And not only one, but two Olympic gymnasts.
Yeah, it's quite a thing out there they got going out there. Anyway, they're hosting their Winter Classic Invitational, the largest gymnastics meet in the state of Iowa.
Wow.
This is at the fairgrounds all weekend.
Chow. Shawn Johnson.
Get an Olympic preview. I don't know if she'll be there or not.
I know, but
probably not.
That was his first real success story, I think. I mean, as far as Olympic gold.
Yeah.
Now she's married and my gymnastics. You should see me on the beam. It's a
you
sight.
Own the beam.
Well, you know, if you've been pulled over by the police often enough and then asked to walk a line, you can do really well on the beam.
You walked the line, huh?
Walking the line, walking the line.
Okay, in Waukee this weekend, annual Family Fest celebration by the Waukee Parks and Rec Department.
Yeah. Sounds family-oriented.
9 to noon on Saturday at the Lutheran Church of Hope in Waukee. This free family event provides fun experience and a chance for kids to burn off some energy. All activities are held indoors.
Got it.
Inflatables, activities, 30 local Waukee businesses and organizations will be there, too. Snacks will be provided. Sounds like fun.
Ah, fine family fun.
Yeah, family fun. That's your favorite kind of fun, isn't it?
Always. I should send Jovi, my 10-year-old granddaughter, there. You know, you said something about burning some energy. Yeah, that would be a good thing.
Right. She could use it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, starting Saturday this weekend, the Elevator family.
Huh?
To play. When the quirky Wilson family goes on vacation, they visit a nice hotel. And then they decide to take up a residence in the elevator.
What?
Hmm. This is for kids, too. It's a kids' play.
Taking residence?
Quickly. Yeah, they just decide to move into the elevator at this fancy hotel.
Huh. Okay.
Is that the plot line you would pick?
Not necessarily. My first thought was restroom privileges.
Well, they turn the tiny space into a cozy home nicknamed Otis, where they play pickup sticks, have meals delivered, and entertain guests.
Well, the whole tiny house thing is a thing.
That's right.
Otis, I love it.
This is, they name it Otis. They help the overscheduled old lady, the lonely salesman, and the other hotel occupants. But when the Wilsons suspect that a kidnapped girl may be hidden in the hotel, they face their biggest challenge yet.
Oh. There you go. Jeff Pitts is talking about spooky stuff. The Elevator Family. Oh.
This plays all weekend. It's G-rated for kids at the Ankeny Theater.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this one might be more up your alley. An RV show. Friday, Saturday,
there you
Sunday
go.
At the Iowa Event Center.
There you go, man. I'm in. Put me in an RV. Let me...
You've been to this before, haven't you?
I think so, a long time ago. Put me in an RV. You know, I could be trailing behind me some little beige car, you know, driving like 55 miles an hour in a 75-mile-an-hour zone. I'm there, man.
Staring at a green light.
Staring at a green light. Where are you going? I'm going to Arizona. Yeah, that's right. I'm driving my RV down to Arizona. Yeah, that's it.
Mm. Did you take an RV down to Mobile?
No, I wish I had.
Shit. Yeah. They get like 4 miles a gallon.
I know, yeah. Well, with gas is cheap. You know what gas is here in Mobile? Yeah, fuel here in Mobile. Fuel here in Mobile at $1.75.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called disposable income.
That is cheap. It just keeps getting cheaper, it seems like.
Huh?
Anyway, an RV show this weekend at the Iowa Event Center. Something for everyone. All the latest and greatest makes and models of recreational vehicles.
Hey, Agnes, let's go down there to the RV show and see if we can pick up one of them things. Yeah. Go to Arizona. I like it.
Yeah. Also at the State Fairgrounds, a Central Iowa Kennel Club all-breed dog show is this weekend.
Woof, woof.
You like dogs.
I do.
You get to enter
little Yofi? No, you know, Yofi is back home in Central Iowa, and I got a photograph last night of Yofi all bundled up because our daughter says Yofi had a tough day because she was not with Dad all day yesterday. Made me feel terrible. I know. I wanted to bring her with me, but they wouldn't let. So.
Yeah. Well, maybe next time.
I know. All right, so an all-breed dog show. Where's that? Is that out at the fairgrounds?
Yeah, that's at the fairgrounds.
Got it.
Yep. Next week, we have Ordinary Days at the Rex Mathis Auditorium in West Des Moines. Tallgrass Theater.
Oh, yeah. Very talented.
How do you make real connections in the city that never sleeps, but probably should at some point? This refreshingly honest and funny musical tells the tale of four young New Yorkers searching for fulfillment, happiness, love, and cabs.
You know, you don't necessarily... Cabs. Yeah, but which reminds me, you know what the cab ride from the airport to the Battle House in downtown Mobile was yesterday?
How much?
$55.
$65?
And our driver was from Turkey. He was an interesting cat. But anyway, yeah. It's just, anyway. But I digress. I digress. So we are talking about the Tallgrass Theater. Very talented people.
Yeah, Ordinary Days. Yeah. It's a paid cast. Great work they do there. Rex Mathis Auditorium. This opens on Friday, runs through February 3rd. So it's playing all week. Also next week, Monday, the Iowa Wild play the Rockford Ice Hogs.
All right.
Rare noon game.
A noon game down at the Well. It is the Iowa Wild versus those ugly, ugly, ugly Rockford Ice Hogs. We hate the Ice Hogs.
Uglies.
Hate the Ice Hogs.
And that's a wrap. That's about all we got.
All right. Thank you, Jeff, for the long-distance relationship with City View Magazine. Yeah, it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Down there, hi for me.
I'll do that. Yeah. We've got, like I say, WD-40 is sitting over there. You know WD-40, right?
No.
Yeah. It's stuff in the blue and yellow can. Come on.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a person. Yeah,
no,
I know
no.
WD-40.
Yeah, they're here. They're here, man. They're
oh,
here.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to talk to them tomorrow.
Like their headquarters?
No. They're going to display at the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, there's a trade show and all that kind of stuff going on. So we're going to talk to them. We'll talk to them tomorrow. All right. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
You betcha.
Ladies and gentlemen, is Jeff Pitts. He is the managing editor of City View Magazine. City View knows what to do because they is City View. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, our production coordinator, and he's back home in Iowa, is Chap Ramsey. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the person that created the music you're listening to right now is James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. We thank him for that. For Jeff Pitts and the entire crew, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.